My name is Jason Stafford. I'm from Manual High School, and it's March 2016. My poem is called Rough Draft. When you first see me, what do you see? When you first hear me, what do you think? Be true. What did you see? What did you think? To other white people, I'm often called Latino. To Latinos and African Americans, I'm often called white. But what do others assume they know who I am? Skin color does not breed privilege. Our identities, lives, and opportunities are more complex than a pigment of our skin. And the stereotypical ideals the current American society has on all of us. The truth is, everyone puts white people to be better than them. But the question is, are you always going to let them be better than you? When I moved to Wisconsin, the whole entire community was white. I moved to a place I never knew. Moved to a place where I was one out of line. Moved to a school where no one accepted me. I moved to a place that would change me forever. In Wisconsin, students exist in uniform lines, like platoons, falling into rank side by side. Only I could never seem to fit the mold. Me? I used to look like I was nothing. Baggy clothes, slurred speech, small vocabulary, insecure, and not to mention the social anxiety. All that I got told there when I was first there was, "Why don't you work harder? Is that all you can do? What an idiot." Halfway through my freshman year, I turned to Denver. All I heard was, "You're so white. Man, get out of here. Stop asking so many questions. Damn, bro, chill. When you see my skin, you see a wealthy white boy. But you'll never see that I get free lunch. You will never see that I wear the same clothes every other week. You will never see the struggle my mother and my eldest brother must go through to maintain a stable home. You will never see that I have to miss school because I have to take care of my younger brother who has epilepsy. You will never see the true me. You will only see my skin. You will never see how much time has to be spent to keep an eye on my younger brother. You will never understand the anguish and apprehension we must go through for our youngest. You will never see my mother working two jobs in the summer to rack up a little money. You will never see the worry in my mother's face when the bills stack up. You will never ever see the amount of dignity she loses when she asks my eldest for help. You will never ever see my true life or my family's. I see my difference. I can see the difference of color. I can see my difference in my perceived future. But I refuse to accept this as a reality. I refuse to see my peers give up. I refuse to see my peers of color crushed by lowered expectations. I refuse to let anybody be left behind. I see you, your future, your destiny is a part of my own. We are all connected, our destiny intertwined. Ubuntu. I am because we are. My future is your future. I cannot accomplish my dream without the people around me. And see? You are those people. No longer can we let our diversity divide us, but we must choose to let it unite us.